You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, online scams and bots are targeting U.S. military veterans and active duty service members as part of disinformation campaigns. We'll talk to a veteran who's devoted his career to tracking down those schemes. Right now, it's time for our Wisconsin News Roundup. We'll talk with reporters around the state about the stories they're following. First, the state's Joint Finance Committee decided not to allocate funding for a new youth prison to be built in the town of Hortonia, just northwest of Appleton. Many residents and officials there had opposed the site for the new prison since it was proposed by Governor Evers last year. Mika Solner is a local government and politics reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. Mika, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, Governor Evers had proposed Hortonia as one of six smaller sites to replace the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison last year. When that announcement came out, what concerns did people in the area have?
Yeah, so a lot of the concerns revolved around not having enough resources to sustain a facility of that size, at least by local officials. They felt that they wouldn't be able to supply it with sewer and water services. They also didn't have a presence of a local police department. Residents also felt that it could possibly turn away business from the area as well as bring down property values. And there was also a larger concern in the way the state handled how to announce that, which was they didn't notify any local officials before they, you know, made it public that that was the preferred site for the new youth prison.
What do we know about why the state had preferred Hortonia as a site?
Yeah, so the biggest reason would be that the parcel of land that they were looking for was state-owned, but additionally, the location was pretty central to the home communities of the inmates who would have been housed in that prison. And they also took into consideration resources that were close by, like schools, businesses, medical services, and neighborhoods that were nearby as well.
What kind of action did people and officials in the area take to oppose this concept?
Yeah, so for about the last year, residents really kind of spearheaded this grassroots effort to make their opposition known. They sent a petition signed by over 700 citizens of that area to the state. They wrote to their local lawmakers and they, you know, held press conferences, and everywhere around Hortonia, you could see these signs that said no prison in Hortonia to show this visible reaction to the state's decision.
And what's been the reaction so far to this announcement from Joint Finance that they weren't funding this site?
So the reaction of both by residents and local officials has been largely celebratory. Residents see, you know, what they have done kind of on the ground to kind of create awareness of this as, you know, their work has been paid off is how they kind of view the decision. Local officials say that they're pretty relieved by this. And they very much see it as a victory.
Mika, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks.
Mika Solner is a local government and politics reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. She talked to us about reaction in Hortonia after lawmakers decided against building a new, smaller youth prison in the town. Next, this week marked the 35th anniversary of Superior Days at the state capitol, when officials from counties in northern Wisconsin meet with state lawmakers to talk about key issues in their area. This year, access to mental health care was one of the big topics of discussion. Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She traveled to the Capitol this week to cover Superior Days. Danny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
One big issue in Superior Days had to do with the lack of facilities for mental health care. What kind of things are people looking at?
Yeah, it's really a lack of inpatient services, also outpatient, but inpatient is a very big concern because, you know, Douglas County, where Superior is a border county with Minnesota, as many people know. And, you know, the closest hospitals would be just across the border. But the hospitals across the border will not often accept medical assistance or Medicaid when those people are brought in. And so that creates a conflict for mental health officials trying to get people in crisis the care that they need. And that often means that they have to send them hours away, either to Eau Claire or sometimes 5 hours away to Oshkosh to be housed at the Winnebago Mental Health Institute.
And it sounds like this can get really expensive for local budgets in northern Wisconsin.
Yes, definitely. The deputy director for Douglas County Health and Human Services, Dave Longstorff, has said that this can cost upwards of $30,000 or more per month to house one individual at the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. And so if you have multiple commitments or multiple people in crisis that need to be cared for there, it becomes very costly over time. And the county saw more than 50 commitments last year, and he said two-thirds of those were at Winnebago.
What is driving the lack of these inpatient facilities as local officials see it?
Really, it is the Medicaid reimbursement rates. They are lower than nearby Minnesota's. Dave Longsdorf, that deputy director with Douglas County Health and Human Services, says it's about half of what Minnesota's Medicaid reimbursement rates are. So if providers have an option, they're going to go practice in Minnesota. Because it's just not feasible economically for them to provide that care. Same thing with hospitals here in Douglas County. Longsdorf said that there was recently a hospital in Superior that he spoke with, and they decided against providing this kind of care because it would be very costly to them, maybe a loss of $1 million a year for them to provide that to people.
So you have local officials from the Lake Superior shoreline up there in Madison. What kind of policies are they advocating for to help fix some of these problems?
Well, they'd really like to see an increase in those Medicaid reimbursement rates in order to get people the care that they need closer to home. And that's a really big difficulty for the state. You know, they've been trying to provide increases in rates where they can, as funding allows. They have increased the rates for nursing homes in recent years. But it's just not enough to meet the need. And so they were down there pushing for that increase once again, as they have in the past. And they also said that they would support legislation that's being considered that would add additional psychiatric beds in Eau Claire County, because that ends up being sometimes the closest facility that they can send people to for care.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She talked with us about officials from northern Wisconsin advocating for more mental health resources during Superior Days at the state capitol. Next, UW River Falls is being threatened with a lawsuit by a conservative Christian law firm from Arizona. The suit claims that one of the school's policies violates students' free speech rights. Rich Kramer is WPR's reporter based in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
What is at the root of this threat of a lawsuit from this Arizona firm?
Well, the lawsuit, the firm is claiming that UW River Falls has a policy on that affects free speech that it says is unconstitutional. It all goes back to last year, last September, actually. A student on campus was trying to organize a chapter of a conservative student group called Turning Point USA. And she was on campus. She had a large beach ball that she was inflating and having students write, you know, free speech messages on the ball. And the goal was to roll it through campus and kind of drum up support and recruit students to this chapter that she wanted to form. She was approached, and she and her friends were approached by a campus administrator who said that because she wasn't a part of a registered and organized and recognized student group on campus, that she wasn't able to do those activities. The administrator said that only student orgs can, and they have to reserve space, and they have to get permission, basically, to do that. And the student, in the video, there was a video that was posted by one of the student's friends, I believe, and was circulated by another group that's all about free speech issues on campus. And the students all appeared to just accept administrator said, and that was the end of it. But then the student had followed up with through emails to the administration and felt she didn't get the answer, a straight answer. So she reached out to this law firm, I guess. And then as of this week, she, through the law firm, mentioned that she had obtained legal counsel.
And what's the law firm seeking now from UW River Falls?
In short, they want the university to change the policy. First, they want them to identify clearly what policy they were citing and saying that you have to get prior written approval and have to be part of a student group to be able to organize and recruit students on campus, and then to get rid of that policy. And the letter that the law firm sent basically implies that if they don't do that by the February 24th, then there could be litigation to come.
And have we heard anything from UW-River Falls in response?
Yeah, River Falls, UW-River Falls spokesperson sent me some policies that they said that regulated and kind of that they used to sort out that situation in September. And they also pointed out that the policy on that campus is in line with the policy at UW System. Other than that, they wouldn't comment. They said any formal response to the letter is going to come through consultation with the campus administration and legal counsel at UW System.
Rich, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter in Eau Claire. He talked with us about a conservative Arizona law firm threatening UW River Falls with a free speech lawsuit. He finishes out our state news roundup.